your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
In my discussion with the founder of the Second Amendment Fund, Alan Gottlieb. Alan Gottlieb is a very sensible individual who I adhere to his philosophy on how the situation should be terminated. The situation being illegal demonstrations, violent demonstrations, demonstrations that are resulting in physical harm to totally innocent citizens. Talk about that, would you, Alan?
Yeah, I mean, I find what's going on to be a bit appalling because, you know, ripping off people's property and hurting other individuals doesn't, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. And while I agree with the, you know, nonviolent protesters protesting some of the situations that are going on and the shooting that took place, you know, in Minneapolis, which was totally, it was appalling as well, the actions in response are equally as appalling when you get violent and destroy people's property and people's lives. You know, there was just in Iowa a situation where a young black protester was shot and killed by other protesters, you know, just because they were rioting and looting and weren't caring about human life. You know, her life is just as important as the life of the you know, police officer, person the police officer killed in Minneapolis. You know, we've lost more lives subsequently in these riots around the country. A lot of good law enforcement people that in fact, you know, did not do anything, you know, wrong or illegal have been murdered or harmed and hurt. A lot of individuals have been harmed and hurt and killed, you know, either, you know, bricks being thrown at them. I mean, it's the point is I don't see this. For me, you know, everybody's life is important and nobody should be mistreated. And these looters are mistreating people in greater numbers than the Minneapolis police did. Both are disgusting and wrong.
Well, unfortunately, I have to agree completely with that. I think the police officer in Minneapolis probably was in error. You don't do what he did unless there's justification for it. And given the fact that apparently that event was videoed live, apparently there was no real justification for what the guy did. But you know what? What that basically boils down to is a very, very significant mistake made by a human being. And in this case, the human being happened to be the policeman. I personally didn't see any antagonism to the fellow who was killed. Am I wrong about that?
You say antagonism to the person who was killed.
Let me stop just for a second. I didn't see any antagonism from the fellow who was killed.
Yeah, I didn't either. And what's come out is that apparently that the police officer may have known him because they may have worked together as security officers when the police officer was off duty and the other gentleman's working at a nightclub in Minneapolis. There may have been more to this that we don't know about because they may have known each other. This may have had nothing to do at all with race or anything else. It may be a personal grudge this police officer had against this person. I think a lot more information is going to come out. But the bottom line is the police officer who acted wrongly has been, you know, arrested for it and has been charged. And my guess is those charges are probably going to be even, you know, updated, made more severe. So when people want justice, we're getting our justice. But it is not justice burning down property, looting liquor stores, setting fires to places, killing and harming other individuals on the street. That is just uncalled for and cannot be tolerated.
Well, you look what's going on in Seattle right now, the city of my birth and my wife's birth. I mean, it's appalling in the sense that I have children who live down there, one who lives in the heart of the city, another one who lives in Mukilteo. I'm sure you know where that is, just a little bit north of the city. And my daughters, my middle daughter has a couple of my grandsons, twin boys. She and her husband are using common sense. They are simply staying to themselves, and she has assured me that if it gets if it gets dangerous whatsoever in their neighborhood, they are gone. They will simply leave. And I think that's how you have to handle it. Unfortunately, emotions get in the way, and common sense absolutely goes out the window. Once you do me a favor, Alan, and then I want to get into a little bit about the Second Amendment Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the Second Amendment Foundation.
Well, we've been around since 1974. What we're most known for is our legal action, legal work in defense of Second Amendment rights. The Heller-McDonald Supreme Court cases that affirm Second Amendment rights. The McDonald case was brought by the Second Amendment Foundation, and our attorney was the one who argued the Heller decision, and we filed a very important amicus brief in that case. Right now, we have about 40 cases in federal courts going on. 11 of them have been filed just in the last 2 months over the coronavirus shutdown of gun stores and gun ranges, so people couldn't buy firearms to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And in 80% plus of those cases now, we've been successful in opening up those gun stores so that people can buy firearms to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Overall, about 80% plus of the case law won in the courts defending gun rights have been won by the Second Amendment Foundation and our attorneys. So we've set the foundation for future Second Amendment litigation. We also do a significant amount of public education, research, and publishing on gun-related issues to help keep people safe and fight crime and protect civil rights.
I have to believe, and this may sound a little bit simplistic, Alan, but I have to believe that the philosophy of your foundation is purely and simply, guns don't kill people, people kill people, utilizing guns. A gun is nothing more than a tool, correct?
Well, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, a gun doesn't have a brain to hate with or a finger to pull its own trigger. There's no doubt that a firearm is a tool. It can be used for good. It can be used for evil. We need to crack down on people who use it for evil and not take away people's rights who use it for good.
You know, I have to agree with that 100%. I think, unfortunately, what's going on here is the instigation of my second biggest pet peeve. My second biggest pet peeve is that, purely and simply, people let other people affect their emotions, and people don't think with their brains. They simply think with emotions. Got less than a minute left here. Any final words, Mr. Gottlieb?
Well, let me just say that your listeners can go to the Second Amendment Foundation's website at saf.org, and take a look at all the legal cases we filed and all the releases we put out on what's going on currently in the streets of America, in the courts, and what's happening in the presidential races as well. And get a lot of information that I think, quite frankly, can frame the issue a little differently than you're getting it framed on some of the littered media networks.
I would highly recommend you folks that you do that. I'm going to take some extra time before we put the show up on the satellite, as they say, before this goes on the radio stations. It also is podcast, as you know, from our website, www.kereport.com. We'll have a picture of Mr. Gottlieb. We'll also have a very, very obvious link that you can click on and get all of the information that you want on the Second Amendment Foundation. Please remember one thing, and that is, use common sense. For God's sakes, don't use your emotions. Use common sense. Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much, sir.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.